You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Ask Maria Now with Maria.
Maria.
Live from AskMariaNow.info.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Ask Maria Now
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to my show. I'm Maria from AskMariaNow.info. My contact number is 640-208-1014. How is everybody doing? Are we getting ready for the full moon coming up? Everybody prepared? Well, I wanted to give you guys a little something that I think is going to help a lot of you. Because I get a lot of phone calls and I get a lot of consultations with people who want to know things. And whether you call a psychic or a card reader or clairvoyant or a consultant, either way, right? I just want to give you a little bit of a heads up how to navigate through your reading or your insight so you actually feel satisfied when you finish your reading, right? Or your conversation. And, you know, I kind of made some notes for you guys that I think you could jot down for yourselves that'll help you when you want to have a reading or some insight that may help you, right? Because you definitely want to get the most out of your reading and you want to get some knowledge and you want to leave with some satisfaction. I know that many times I get calls from readers and they are, what about this? What about that? They're all over the map. So by the end of the reading, or your time ran out, or, you know, your space ran out that we could talk, you don't always get what you want. You still like having the why. Well, maybe I should have asked it different. So I'm going to give you a little clues on how to navigate through that so you actually get the best that you can for your reading. So the biggest mistakes that I'm going to write this down. I did write it down for you guys. So the biggest mistakes that I see when, you know, me doing this as a career is that when someone says to me, like, tell me whatever you see, or tell me whatever comes through, right? That's like you going to a doctor and saying, look at me and tell me what's wrong, right? The doctor wants to know what your symptoms or what's going on, or if you go to a hairdresser and you say to her, do whatever you want. So if I do whatever I want to cut it short and you don't like it, I'm not getting the clarity. We're not on the same page. So the most important thing I really believe is before you have your session, to write down especially three or four most important things that you really want to know. And then I tell my clients, don't try to test me. Just tell me what you want to know. Ask me what you want to know. Let me know what's going on, and I can give you the best insight and guidance that you would need to help you through whatever situation you're going through. So know what you really want to know. You're calling us for a reason, right? You want to know something. Just let me know what happened and what do you really want to know? How am I getting there? And most of the concerns, I will tell you, are love and relationships. That's probably, I would say, at least 85% of my clients. Then we have family issues. Then we have career issues and, you know, life direction and major decisions, right? We want to know about major decisions. Which way? What's the energy you get over it? But don't be scattered. Don't go from love to this to that. It's such a good feeling when you hang up with somebody. And I know I was really happy to help you navigate through your situation. And you're really happy that you left with a sense of a direction or where I can go or some insight and some guidance. So I wrote down how a lot of people they ask, basically a lot of them is, will I ever find love? Okay. This is the best way to answer that or ask that question, I should say. What is blocking me from attracting the healthy relationship that I want? So then we have a guideline. We could see what your blockages are. Or instead of saying, when will I become rich? I mean, I would tell you to ask, what opportunities should I focus on to improve my financial situation? Right? Those are like direct. That they're giving you a direct question. It's not like, when am I going to be rich? Or, right, 5 years, 10 years, tomorrow. It's such a vague answer. You're not getting nothing out of it. You're really not. And another question I get from many, I would say, is, does he or she love me? Right? So I tell my clients, you know, ask me something like, what is the true potential of this relationship? And what am I not seeing clearly? Right? That can kind of give us a whole different spectrum of the relationship. Well, it's going good. There's a red flag here. You know, it gives us more of, you know, the fact of what's really going on. And it gives you the clarity you need. So you're thinking along with the reading and the consultation of what's really going on. You know, readings are to give insight, direction, and empowerment. You have to take these readings and know that you have free will to do whatever you want. But you want to know some of the powerful questions also that you need to ask is, what is the energy around those relationships? What is this person truly bringing into my life? What career opportunities I might be overlooking? Maybe I don't see something, you know? Am I aligned? Do I feel happy in this situation? Like, so we could kind of navigate on those questions and really give you the insight that you really need. And you could really leave being, okay, wow, that was really great, you know? Another thing I wanted you to know also is to be open, right? To be open with us. You calling us, be open. We're not ever, ever here to judge you. Every one of us been in situations that some were happy about, some were regret, some, you know, we just don't know what the hell happened to us. We lost it for a few minutes, right? We don't even know what happened. It happens to us. So we want you to be open with us. I want to know how you feel about something. I want to know why you're feeling that way. I want to look at it and say, hey, you're okay with this, right? So the best thing for a great reading is to leave feeling informed, empowered, not frightened. You're not supposed to be frightened when you get off the phone with us, or if we're a person sitting across from each other. We're supposed to have an open rapport. Our job, and my passion in particular, is to help you really see the true picture. And I'm sure many of the people that you have consulted, that is their goal. We are not here to give our opinions. We're not here to give our, you know, what we think we should see. We're just going to look at the situation. I'm going to give you what I get. And if it resonates, great. And if it don't, that's fine. You know, so I just hope that this could help you. And a good consultation provides the insight, not codependency on your reader or on someone who's doing the consultation. We're here to help you. You're not going to be codependent on us, because what did you solve? You didn't even solve your own problem. And I think a lot of people, when they call, they think that our word is set in stone, and it's not. It really is not set in stone. It's information, it's insight, it's guidance. And you have your own inner guides to help you navigate. And that's what our real goal is, to help you. So I hope this could help. And also, just one other thing I wanted to mention is, keep notes. Like, write down what we're saying. Write down your questions, right? I would say always have your questions or your ideas written down. And then, you know, put down the important information, little words that somebody might say, like this word she said or I said, or write them down. And look back on it, and look back, and you'll see that a lot of things came true and a lot of things didn't happen yet. So I really hope this helps. So I want your readings, when you call, to be definitely empowering. I want to know I helped you. And I hope anybody calls anybody to consult with, just be prepared for yourself. It'll be so rewarding to you. You'll be so happy that you did. Okay, so now I'm ready for my client. I believe her name is Connie from Toronto. Hi, Connie.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
I'm good, Maria. Yeah.
Good. How can I help?
So the reason why I wanted this reading tonight was because I've been on a health journey, and I am doing a cleanse right now. And I'm on the cleanse because I had a lot of problems with a tooth. And the dentist put me on a lot of antibiotics, and I had to have the tooth removed anyways. And at the end, I did the root canal, didn't work, blah, 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 all this stuff. Anyways, I'm doing a cleanse right now. I want to know if this cleanse is going to work and if everything is going to be okay. And if I get the implant put in, am I going to be okay? I don't want to be in excruciating pain with this implant that I'm supposed to get. I've been waiting like 9 months because it wasn't feeling right even after they removed the tooth.
Right. I get that. Okay. So you always follow medical advice. We're not here to give medical advice or anything like that. Always follow what the doctor says, but I'm going to look around the energy of this implant and the cleanse that you do. So when you're saying cleanse, like, are you on?
I just kind of want to know if you have anything. Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of a cleanse are you on? Like a water cleanse? What kind of a cleanse are you on?
No, it's a parasite cleanse. Yeah.
Oh, a parasite cleanse. Okay. Got it. That's fine.
Like, you know, just to, like, you know, to get rid of some worms, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like parasites, hey.
Yeah.
Well, it's a herbal cleanse, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's everybody, yeah, I think that everybody does a cleanse. I think people do get these things, and it's not uncommon, so it's not uncommon what you're doing. So I feel you do have a balance coming to you, so I do feel that it's going to enhance your healing, and it's going to help you. So I do feel that's a positive thing to do, and as long as the doctor's agreeing with that, and it's not going to interrupt with any of their concerns, I would always consult a doctor, though, you know. But I'm not seeing
I'm doing this with a holistic nutritionist.
Fantastic.
And I've known her a long time. So
Fantastic.
I'm not doing it on my own, you know what I mean? So
right.
I'm in seeing her every couple of weeks and I follow what she says. And I'm just trying to get my stomach back
in
the place that it should be in, you know what I mean? And then the tooth, well, I don't know. I'm going to go month to month with the tooth. I'm not really sure yet.
Did you have the post put in already?
No, I haven't had the post put in yet. No.
Okay.
He's waiting. Okay. He doesn't want to do it yet. He's not sure. He wants to make sure that I am like completely healed. It could be the tissue, you know, because they went in the root canal 3 times and I was in excruciating pain and they figured that they fractured the tooth. So they had to pull it out.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was a huge, huge thing.
But I see you on a healing journey. Just so you know, you got a healing journey. It's showing. I think you're doing the right thing that you're doing. I feel you're on the right path. You have really good cards. It looks like the choice you made was the good choice that you did. You have quick healing, so I don't think it's going to be long. And you get a victory with that. So I'm going to tell you, you're doing the right thing. And at the end of the day, I feel like you're going to feel so relieved and so less. I feel bloatedness. I don't know if you get bloatedness with this, but I feel like the bloatedness goes away. And I think you're doing the right thing. Yeah, I feel like that's one of the...
Okay, I think I'm... Yeah, I believe I'm on the right journey.
Yeah.
Can I ask you one other question? I have a couple of lawsuits in. My dad was tragically killed and I was in a car accident.
Oh my God.
Now, I just want to know if they're going to come to an end soon because my dad's dying was horrific.
Oh, that's terrible. I'm so sorry to hear that. Hold on. Well, the lawsuit.
Yeah.
So you're asking me if they're going to come soon, right? Hold on. All right, let's take a look, sweetie. You got justice coming to your side. You're going to be out of this before the next 1, 2, 3, 4, before the end of the summer, going into fall. You'll have some kind of direction of where you're going, and you're going to reap. There's no benefit here. I mean, you lost your dad. It's terrible, but the lawsuits will be going in your favor. So you got that.
Okay, so more like next year, right? Yeah.
It could be a little sooner than that, to be honest with you. Because I'm seeing right after the summer, like fall, winter, you know, right around that time. It could be always sooner. That's just a time frame.